down. The meeting of the Coal and Conduit Commission, Thursday, July 19, 2018. It's 10:02 a.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, basement conference room. Before you are the commissioners, Chair Nicole Moretti Ferrer, Steve Winkowski, J. Naranjan.
First, Mr. Naranjan is from the DPW, from the Department of Public Works. He is sitting here to assist us. He will inform us with regard to the Department of Public Works position on any matter, and he will be able to ask questions and inquire of any petition. He, however, will not have a vote on any of the matters.
Okay, first matter, Comcast.
Well, actually, are there any residents here to speak on any petitions?
It's 426 East First, Comcast up there, 24 Winter Street from the existing pole number 16 on Winter, trench southerly 5 feet in the public way, installing 1 2-inch PVC conduit, no sidewalk removal. The homeowner's contractor will install the conduit.
So we had continued this to square away with the ownership of the third conduit.
The third conduit, yeah. Have you heard anything back from them?
No, we're still waiting for verification. I don't know if they were working with DPW. First off, Tim Cortell from Comcast, C-O-R-T-H-E-L-L. Just filling in for Anthony today.
I think Anthony was supposed to inform them to contact DPW.
Yeah, he hasn't heard anything from the owner.
Have they requested service yet?
Not 100% sure, but he hasn't got any feedback from
nothing
the owner.
Feedback yet. Right. Motion to continue.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Also Comcast, 13 Lansdowne Street from the approved 190 Mass Ave trench, 12 feet westerly to pole number 3, installing 1 4-inch PVC conduit in the public way. This would include the removal and replacement of one sidewalk panel.
So here I actually have a revised drawing that anybody has. I only brought 3 copies, I'm sorry.
So are you trenching directly into every building then?
So I guess the original trench here that goes along the roadway was already approved for 190 Mass Ave. So the only thing that we're changing is to add the sidewalk vault rather than go to the pole. And we could continue and do the laterals to each building if you'd like us to do that at the same time, or if you want us to wait.
No, because you don't have a request for service yet for these buildings, correct?
Correct.
And I think that pole was too congested, so the
that's why we asked to change for a sidewalk vault.
Yeah.
So we can send those electronically if you want to as well.
Yep, Dana will need to have one that can be emailed to him.
So I am.
Yep. This is only for the short distance, right?
Correct.
This is approved.
The trench was already approved.
Yes.
And they had asked for a conduit to go to this pole.
Yeah.
Pole 3.
Okay.
It was too congested, so he asked them to go to the buildings directly.
Okay.
They don't have a request for service yet, so they're.
And
that trench
work hasn't been done yet.
Not yet, but
that's,
it will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's been approved, and I think it's been permitted.
In the coming weeks, we should be starting.
Monday, they're going to start.
Yeah.
Trench work. Okay.
So a motion to approve the sidewalk vault rather than going to the pole, with all typical conditions in coordination with DPW.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Petition for Comcast from pole 10 on Regent Street, trench westerly 35 feet to the PP line, private property line, 55 Regent Street, installing 1 2-inch PVC conduit in the public way. And what's the PP handhold?
Private property.
This will include the removal and replacement of one sidewalk panel by the contractor.
Okay, is the contractor here for this 55 Regent?
So I believe this is the one that he was working with you to verify the depth of the conduit?
No, this has been done without the any permit from any approval or permit from DPW. Yeah.
Okay. So that would be with the owner?
Owner need to come in and explain why he did that.
Yeah, last time we told Anthony
like
that they needed to get the DPW permit, and the contractor needed to contact DPW, and Bill Dwyer had said that they could contact him directly on it. But it appears they haven't.
They contacted me.
Okay.
But he said he's going to come in to the meeting and explain why he did that.
Okay.
Without a permission.
They did it without.
Right, and not in the question of the same as Winter Street. I mean, there's three conduits in there, and we need to know who's going to own them. So motion to continue.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye. So do we say that the contractor needs to come in to the next meeting?
It needs to be resolved, yeah. Either through Public Works and then come back here with Comcast would need to come back and with whatever resolve Public Works asks for in that trench. Right?
I asked for photographs and explanation why they did it.
Okay. So contractor needs to come to meeting and also resolve issues with DPW.
Correct.
New petition for Comcast from the existing Comcast manhole on Cardinal Medeiros Avenue. Trench northerly 56 feet, then turning easterly 28 feet to the private property line of 399 Binney Street, installing 1 4-inch PVC conduit in the public way. Trench will continue easterly on private property. An additional 66 feet to newly installed Comcast manhole. Continue trenching easterly 158 feet, then 12 feet northerly to the existing manhole on private property, installing 1 4-inch PVC conduit.
So the extent of the public way is the 56 foot and the 28, then you're going on the property?
And then right now it's Jersey Barrier,
right.
Up, so technically
you're out of the public way at that point.
Correct, there'd be no impact to the public way. And then once the building's up, we would take ownership of that once they remove the Jersey barriers.
So this shows this shows the handhole in the street, but you're actually
there. So the green one is the private manhole, which is would be a common manhole for other utilities. And then there is one new manhole that will be in the public way once the Jersey barriers are removed.
Okay, so the entire route is in the public way.
Yeah.
That's not how, is that how it was explained? I don't believe it was.
I think Anthony was indicating the black line there, just showing where the
Jersey barriers.
Jersey barriers.
But so it's continuing in the public way. So the entire route is in the public way to the green manhole, the communication manhole.
Correct.
The firing.
But during construction, there will be no impact from
right.
that black line.
Right.
But you're right, the way that it's explained, it says that the trench will continue 66 feet to on public private property.
It's just worded a little, awkward.
Well, it's worded wrong.
Yeah.
Not ugly, rather wrong. Because Binney Street, no part of Binney Street is private, is it?
No.
Yeah, and no part of Cardinal Medeiros Avenue is also private.
Correct.
So it'll be all public way?
So it's all public way. I mean, at least if we look at the diagram, it's on the street. I mean, none of this is happening unless the intent is to be where the private property is, not on the street, but rather where the private property is, but then your diagram does not reflect that either.
Yeah, I think it was just he was indicating that was where the Jersey barriers were. So he didn't think that. I think they were having ownership of that area until they return it once the construction is done.
No.
Is that
well, the Jersey barriers are also on the public property.
Okay.
I just say we continue and get some clarification on this.
Right. I think whoever did this is wrong.
Yeah. So either the diagram gets fixed or the description gets fixed, but I think we need some clarification on that.
So the motion is to continue?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
New petition for Comcast, 11 Charles Street, trench westerly 6 feet, install 24-inch wide by 36-inch long double deep vault in the sidewalk, trench southerly 35 feet to property line of 121 First Street, install 2 4-inch conduits from proposed vault to property line.
Good morning, Bob Walsh, Crown Castle. Steve, this is the one.
Bob, I'm sorry, how do we spell your last name?
W-A-L-L-S.
Thank you.
Yeah, just for the record, this is in regards to petition number 8.
Yep.
So Lake Tower, because it's the same facility, so we're looking at both together.
Yep.
Comcast and Crown Castle is looking to do a joint venture, so we'd be looking to place 1 4-inch conduit off of pole 1 to 3x3 manhole or the
sidewalk vault.
Whichever the city would allow. So we share that 4-inch conduit to the vault, and then we trench to the property, the private property line, where there will be a private property manhole set. So this is so there'd only be one additional conduit added to the pole.
Mm-hmm.
And this is to bring diversity for Car Gurus, and Car Gurus and the property owner are also present here to speak for, in favor of the matter.
And this is only for the work on Charles Street, because I originally had seen something to come in on the other side also.
Yeah, it's just to go, because right now they have a feed off of Bent Street, so they're looking for a diverse run off of Charles Street, and this is what we're looking to petition for, so they have the diversity.
So you're also requesting a vault on the opposite side of the street in the sidewalk?
That sidewalk actually I think is being poured now, so it's probably a poor choice for it, so if we do it on the other side, if that works for you, we'd rather do it there, just so we don't have to rip up the new sidewalk.
Right, it is poured as of now. We'd rather put that handhole on the private property, in the alleyway, rather than in the sidewalk. It's only servicing that property.
We could do that. So it's whatever you allow us to, if we can come off that pole, we can stretch straight across and then go up into the property, or whatever works for you guys, that's what we'll go with.
Yeah, so the private property hand will in fact be on private property.
Correct,
in that alleyway in between.
Yeah, so I have
So there'll be no handhole on the sidewalk on the First Street building side, only at the pole.
Correct. That's looking like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And you still have to get licensing on for that pole?
Yeah, and I have a letter from Eversource about the licensing.
Send a revised drawing of where that handhole is.
Okay.
In the smaller format. With the letter also from
Eversource. Not a problem.
Send it up to Dana.
Okay.
So on the motion to approve both petition 8 and 5 in regards to 121 First Street on Charles Street with typical condition.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. It's just, you just go straight across and then in front of the sidewalk and turn.
You're going down that alleyway, just as you have it marked.
Okay. I just wanted to avoid the sidewalk.
Yep. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
You could actually go at an angle straight out from there, but you would coordinate that with...
Okay, so you're okay if we do the angle?
I would. That would be a site meeting.
Okay.
That involving typical conditions with several folks.
Very good. Okay. Thank you very much.
New petition, Cambridge Traffic Parking and Transportation Department for Mass Ave to install roughly 30 feet of conduit across Mass Ave to connect two traffic signal bases and abandon the existing crushed conduit.
Traffic and parking here. Second call.
Continued from May 17th, Light Tower.
I believe
they asked that this be continued.
Hold on a second.
Or taken off?
No, this one's gone.
Oh, okay, sorry. Thorndike and Fulkerson Streets, installation of 138 feet plus or minus of 1 4-inch PVC conduit and other supporting and protecting equipment from level 3 manhole number 0515-0006 on Fulkerson Street in a southerly direction and transitioning easterly on Thorndike to a proposed light tower 3 by 3 foot manhole to intercept existing private property conduit belonging to the building at 25 8th Street.
Okay, this was continued in...
My name is Raman Rusa.
Can you spell your last name?
R-U-S-I-N. Representing the light tower of Crown Castle.
Thank you.
So I believe the original request was to go down Otis Street, I believe. I'm sorry.
Original request was going to go underground, which you agreed for a decline due to the guaranteed street. Both streets are guaranteed. So we did our kind of homework and we rerouted. We decided to go aerial. And since last time, slightly aerial, that slightly changed.
I think we had continued it because we didn't know who owned the conduit on pole 37.
Pole 37, yes. We did the research. Comcast owned the conduit. But problem is the conduit is bad, and as I mentioned earlier, Crown Castle responsibility to bring a service to pole 37, and from there Sprint is basically going to approach you. They have to dig and install new conduit to the premises.
So still, you're still thinking of going to pole 37, but you have to fix the conduit first.
Let's not. Sprint's gonna install new conduit. According to the agreement or contract we have, from pole 37 to Sprint's PPC cabinet, that pass is Sprint responsible for that section of the cable of the pass. It's either they have to provide with a letter and give us a right to be in, or they have to build a new conduit.
Okay. So rather than give you the right, they're going to build a new conduit?
They do not. They had the agreement with the Comcast, but Comcast conduit is a full, or we cannot place another cable. So
the conduit at 37 is full, and they can't use it.
That's what we got response from Sprint.
Okay, and now you're asking to go to which pole?
Still to pole 37.
Still to pole 37, but
Sprint will provide that conduit for us. They're gonna build the conduit.
Sprint will be petitioning the city to install that conduit.
Yes, I don't know if they started the process or in the.
No, we've not seen it. No.
Yeah. And we slightly deviate from original pass. We added two more poles since we recently was inquired by Crown Castle. So we would like to kind of diverse our broad pass so we could have option either to go from the 6th Street or from the 5th Street existing backbone. And Right now we have ongoing AT&T project for small cell project or macro project, and one of the cell tower located on a Thorndike between 5th Street and 6th Street on a Thorndike Street. So by applying for one license, we kind of killed two rabbits.
Okay, so do you have you, so you just need to apply for licensing for this route? And so you're asking to install fiber on this route, but you don't have licensing yet?
We applied for licensing.
You applied for
it's routes, it's pending. I mean, yes, it's in process right now.
And Sprint also needs to come in and petition.
The Sprint, yeah, that's a separate entity.
Right.
They, in order to feed, they install new equipment, they're supposed to provide us a conduit. Light Tower is not responsible for that conduit. So
there's no excavation involved, right? Is it overhead?
It's all overhead for the routing, but once they get to the building, they'll be coming going across the sidewalk to a pole. So that's the portion that will need to be petitioned for. And then private property work, which is outside of this commission. Okay, so you're still waiting for your licensing?
Correct.
And for Sprint. So let's, I'd recommend we continue this also until you get your licensing, apply and obtain your licensing.
Okay.
And Sprint needs to also apply for that section petition, for that section of conduit.
But it might not going to come simultaneously. Can we, once we obtain a license, can we ask the City of Cambridge to give us a grant to place a cable? And it depends where the Sprint is, in what stage of conduit installation Sprint is at.
Well, we haven't had a chance to look at this yet.
Okay.
In this route.
Okay.
So we typically will go out and review the route.
Okay.
Before we would approve it. And even if the route's approved, then you still need to obtain licensing from the utility?
Correct.
So I've not had a chance to go out and review this route.
Okay.
So I'm not comfortable with it. And also, if you're talking small cells within this route, that's another issue. But, is it a Sprint small cell? Or
AT&T.
AT&T?
But
that's also another petition. I understand it. We would still like to have time to review the
okay.
new
route. All right, I have plenty of time. Like, licensing is a lengthy process.
I also don't understand why we couldn't hear them together simultaneously. Because even if you grant, he can't go on the conduit because the conduit is not built. So I quite frankly would continue it and table it until we have the Sprint application and then hear both of them at the same time.
I would agree. Because if that section of conduit is not approved for some reason, then that entire route would change.
It's pointless.
So long and short, I'd like to see the full package. But in the meantime, we will consider this route and we'll review this route also.
Okay.
If things should change, you should notify us a little bit sooner so we have the opportunity to view it before a hearing.
Okay. So I should request a
Sprint needs
presence.
A petition.
Petition.
They need a petition for that conduit, all as one package, and then we will review this and after we review it, if it works out, then you can go for your license.
Okay.
Next to continue.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
So 8 was actually,
we just heard with 5.
Part of 5. Light Tower continued from June 27th. Is this one of the ones that
I think
the next
one we have is the 12th petition, which is the one for Harrison. That's for Extonet. All others were requested to be continued by the petitioner. So if we move on to Extonet, I believe, which is petition 12.
Right.
And I think there was a little, this has been continued a couple of times. One first was to relocate.
Right. Just to recap. Marty Cohen. I'm with Network Building Consulting, a consultant for Extenet. Just to recap very quickly, the original node location for this small cell was on a utility pole in front of 14 to 16 Harrison Avenue. And in response to an abutter's concern, we moved it down the other end of the street. The official address is actually 73 Whittemore, but it's near the corner and it's in line with the parking lot and not in front of a residence. So that part we took care of. The other issue was regarding the provision of fiber. And there may have been some mix-up or something, but in any event, we found out that the provider is Verizon. And it's my understanding that they have a granted location for this pole. So, I mean, sounds like we have everything in order as far as I know.
Yes, correct. I think originally, on the original hearing, or the subsequent hearing, you brought to us that AT&T was going to service.
Yeah, I don't know how that got in there, and I don't recall that, but maybe it was just somebody misspoke or took it down wrong. I don't know.
For clarification, we more or less continue, but yes, correct. If it is Verizon, does have
Verizon
attached rights to those poles.
Yeah.
There's no excavation involved. This is all
correct.
Attachment to an existing pole. So I'd make a motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Before I go, can I ask just a very quick miscellaneous question?
Sure.
We're contemplating another node at on the dead end section of Gorham Street, which I found out is officially a private way. However, it looks as if it's a way that some communities maintain as a public way. So do you have jurisdiction over this?
We only have jurisdiction in a public way.
Even if it's maintained by the city, you still wouldn't have jurisdiction?
Well, if it's maintained by the city.
Well, I'm not sure that it is, but it looks like it is. You can't really tell by looking at it. It looks like a public right away.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
What street did you say?
This is the dead end section of Gorham Street around the corner from Wendell. Okay. It's definitely, it shows on the assessor's GIS as private, and I called the DPW because they have a list of public ways, and they said that section is private. But then I'm raising the question, asking as well, if it's maintained as a public way, does that make any difference as far as your jurisdiction is
concerned? I suggest we send that up to the city solicitor for a legal response.
Okay. Because I don't want to waste everybody's time by submitting only to find out you don't have jurisdiction. But if you do, then we would want to proceed as normal.
I would second that.
Okay.
All
so
right.
We'll send up the question. One, we'll verify whether or not that portion is private or not. If it's private, we'll figure out whether the city actually maintains it, and if the city maintains it, we'll send it up to the city solicitor for a legal opinion as to whether or not we have jurisdiction.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you so much. Okay, all right.
Do you know who you talked to? I did it already.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, forget. I could check back my notes, but I might not have it written. Now, this guy had a list.
Yes.
And he was, so I think it's reliable information. Like I said, it showed up on the assessor's GIS as private, so it probably is legally private. The question is, do you maintain them? And obviously, if you do, does that mean
jurisdiction?
Yeah, it's a legal question, I think. Okay.
Thank you
so much.
We'll continue by
application.
Yes.
New petition, Verizon, for Putnam Avenue, place approximately 20 feet of 1/4-inch PVC conduit to existing conduit at property line of 379 and 375 Putnam Ave, northerly to 375 Putnam Ave.
Good morning. Could you please state your name for the record?
Good morning. Bill Wallace, representing Verizon on this petition.
Wallace, double L?
Double L, A-C-E.
Thank you.
This petition is for approximately 20 feet of conduit to be extending an existing conduit system in the sidewalk to the backside of the Whole Foods Market area. Can no longer get in from River Street. The conduits and stuff on River Street are unrepairable, and this is to provide some additional service to the Whole Foods complex.
So is this conduit stub there, or is it your Y? You're going to install a Y into it to get to your...
They're just going to pick it up. It's already just dead-ended there, and it's really off the sidewalk. It's really right in the right at the edge of the grass. And they're just going to pick that up, the conduit up, and extend it.
Dead-ended from Whole Foods? Or is it dead-ended?
No, dead-ended down Putnam Street. That's an existing conduit that was brought up into that area, and
just dead end
for future use. Hmm. And now they're picking it up.
So let's say something here about very opposite side, 300 Putnam Ave. They have a large property. They're developing it. So I don't know whether they're going to ask for any other conduit for them.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Right. That's so right on the corner by River.
Right, yes. I noticed that.
Yeah. It's down quite a ways from this. Yeah. This is a small dig on the sidewalk.
Right
adjacent to the switching station there at Putnam. Okay. Putnam switch. Make a motion to approve typical conditions, coordination with Public Works. That work. So motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Continued from February agenda, NSTAR for Columbia Street, southwesterly from pole 16679, approximately 397 feet north of Webster Avenue, a distance of about 67 feet of conduit. The work is necessary to supply power to 305 Webster.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your
name? Rick Schifoni. S-C-H-I-F-O-N-E.
Thank you.
Chanel Grant.
What was your name for that?
H-A-N-N-E-L-L Grant. G-R-A-N-T.
I'm sorry. S-H-A-N-A.
N-N. Two N's. E-L-L.
Oh, E-L-L. And the last name?
Grant.
G-R-A-N-T. Got it.
Stephen Waslak. Stephen with a P-H. W-A-S-Y-L-A-K.
Thank you. So this one and also the next one we had continued because they were premature because Lightower had not yet responded with regard to the design and everything. Correct? Right?
No, I think this is the Columbia Street one.
Oh, I skipped one.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Oh, until the developer owner submitted a complete utility package. Did we get one? I didn't get one.
We have not seen anything from the from the developer.
Yeah, then we'll just continue it again until the next one, until the developer can hold the city.
So the motion to continue?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now.
Would be also NSTAR for Mass Ave, southeasterly from manhole cover 564, approximately 60 feet west of Front Street, a distance of about 58 feet of conduit. The work is necessary to supply power to a new streetlight antenna.
Yeah, I believe the next two have been continued for the same, and there's been no petition for any small cells for either one.
Understood. Yeah, we'll have to wait until Lightower applies before we get a petition for any kind of work.
Yeah, and last time we had told Jackie and Susan that if Lightower had not responded, for you to give us a call so we can take it off the agenda.
Okay.
So then, if by next meeting, 2 weeks prior to the meeting, you haven't heard from Lightower, then let's just remove it from the agenda rather than, one, making you guys come in. And also to basically say the same thing we've been saying for 3 months.
I make a motion to remove them both from the agenda.
Okay.
At this meeting. So they won't. So I make a motion to remove them from the agenda until EverSource requests them to go back on.
That makes sense.
One motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Star for Smith Place, northwesterly from pole 64010, approximately 504 feet north of Concord Ave, a distance of about 4 feet of conduit. The work is necessary to supply power to a new parking lot.
So we had continued this one because of the parking lot, too. It didn't appear that NSTAR was anywhere near to even commencing the work, and three, because Eversource is yet to complete the licensing and permitting requirements with the Cambridge Fire Department or the License Commission. I want to say that to date, even though Eversource has received the instructions on how to apply for those flammable permits and there was an issue granted with regard to the addresses that the fire department system can support were given to the applicant, and they have yet to apply as of yesterday afternoon.
I did talk to Jackie yesterday afternoon on that, and her issue was the addresses didn't match up to the location of where the actual flammables are, but I'll speak to tomorrow how to handle that. I was thinking if there was section in there, we can apply to the address that were given by the city. And then in the notes say, physical location at such and such. That way, I understand online stuff can be difficult and very regimented, and I think that's the case that she's running into on these.
Well, with all due respect, she's not running into the issue. The issue has been resolved. She's just not completing it. She was informed by fire that their system doesn't support the current address to which we have the license. The license will remain where the flammables are, which is the address that we have on our licenses. Unfortunately, the system that the fire department currently has does not support those addresses. So they were given alternate addresses, and the fire department will put on their permit where the location is. And we will put that on our permit as well. There's a really long string of emails with all of this information to Ms. Duffy.
Okay, I will. We'll resolve this internally and apply for the permits as is. I mean,
if you apply for them today, in theory, you have the permits by tomorrow. You resolve your issues with the fire department and with us within 24 hours. This has been the bane of my existence for the last 3 months.
It'll be, I'll leave her instructions. She's off until Saturday. So I'll leave her instructions to get them in on Saturday.
Okay.
Under the addresses given to us by the city.
Okay. Thank you. And again, if she runs into any issues with the flammable permits, both the deputy fire chief and the fire prevention chief have given her their contact information so they can assist her. So.
All right. Well, if it takes till Monday, one or the other.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have a better understanding at this point.
Okay. Thank you. So continued?
Motion to continue.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
There is one issue at Eversource. There was two jobs. One was an emergency for 245 Bent Street. Just so we could get paperwork in on that, so you have a granted location. That was some failed overhead down a small alley, and it was
that was also addressed in the last meeting.
Yeah, to get that paperwork in.
Okay.
Yeah. Along with the section of conduit on Bishop Allen at Norfolk that was added to a petition that was not in the original petition. So those two need to be filed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I see traffic and parking is here. The second call on petition number 6, Cambridge Traffic and Parking.
Good morning. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Dana Benjamin, DanaBenjamin.
Thank you.
You're already there, right? Are you there now preparing this?
No, we were doing some work on the audible pedestrian signals over there, but no digging yet or anything. I'm sorry, we did do an overhead connection when we realized the connection underground was broken. So.
Are you guys going to close down?
So I think what they're trying to do is do it half and half. So first half of the street, and then plate it, and then do the second half of the street.
And they've tried to get through this?
They've tried, yeah. They say it's multiple breaks. Yeah.
Okay. I have a motion to approve with typical conditions in coordination with Public Works and traffic.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Just make sure that if at some point it's decided this work is going to be done out of construction hours, that they file for a noise variance.
Can do.
Thank you.
Sorry about my tardiness.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Do we have minutes? We have minutes to approve.
Yes.
Yes, so the minutes to approve, you didn't print them right. Well, we can sign upstairs.
I don't think but I even saw them.
They were for last month, so the minutes of June. I'm like, what?
June 27th. Yeah. That was an odd month.
Yeah.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Now we got a motion to adjourn.